Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh my goodness, I almost missed it. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 17th day of July 2019. And it's Weasel Wednesday. Anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the climate base, and basically a beautiful day in hell. That's all I can say. Let's see what we're going to look at first here. Texas port of entry shut down over threatened migrant rush. Oh, goddamn, how many weeks has it been since we had our last threat of a migrant rush where they run up and embrace the fucking border patrol and get ahead in the line? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Texas port of entry shut down over threatened migrant rush. What's it been, 2 months since the last threatened migrant rush? And then when they went and televised it, it's just like the big fucking roundups last weekend, you know, across the nation, gonna round them up. The big migrant rush. What was the rush? They put a few kids out front, they ran up and they just rushed right up and they took them over and filled out the paperwork and gave them their fucking money and sent them into the interior of the United States. I mean, they're, like I said, this is just fuck, they're rerunning the shit within months. Oh, you just, oh my goodness, what are we gonna do? Tell you what you better do, you better be becoming one with your fucking gun. You better be, I mean, that son of a bitch better be a part of your body. I ain't saying it's gonna save your life, but maybe you'll get a couple more of the dirty son of a bitches before they get you. This is from Breitbart. Federal authorities shut down one of the international ports of entry in the border city of Del Rio, Texas, over the threat of a group of migrants trying to rush the border and enter the country by force. Oh, they're entering the country. Well, by force? I don't know about that. We just had the video that, you know, what the hell was the name of it there? Conservative Anthony. They are still buses of migrants coming. So the right there, we're going to get your eyes right there on that spot on that port of entry and stare at it. While a half a mile down the road on railroad property, they're fucking busting them in. Bus after bus after bus after bus. They don't got to charge shit. They're pumping those son of a bitches in here as fast as they can. And that's why you see all the diversions. That's all the mainstream propaganda is. They're out. They're done. They're supposed to be fucking fighting by now. They're trying to regroup. Federal force shut down an international port of entry at the border at Del Rio. A threat of migrants. They're not fucking migrants if they're fucking rushing over your border, are they? They're fucking invaders. And you'll learn that, man. All the people that have sat on their fucking ass that don't step up to fucking help or do anything, they don't even say a fucking word about it. They're coming to your fucking yard. You better be ready for it. They're going to be the front line. And they're going to be being directed by fucking Blackwater USA, the standing army with the military insignia, you see. Even those constitutional sheriffs with the fucking five-star general fucking stars on their fucking collars. How stupid do these son of a bitches think we are?
They think we're pretty fucking stupid. They got a goddamn representative sitting in Congress right now by the name of Ortiz, that dumb bitch Ortiz. They got a goddamn representative there, man.
Of course. Wait, that Ortiz, I think she's the one that said she's ushering in communism. I mean, goddamn people, what do you need to know that your country is invaded? It is not gonna be invaded. They're not trying to invade it. They have invaded deep into the fucking interior of your United States. You got a fucking communist cunt. You got four fucking communist cunts up there fucking just telling you they're fucking communists and that we're gonna change this whole goddamn, you've been here fucking one of them hasn't even been here a generation. She came in with her fucking dad who was a fucking war criminal. Out of Africa. And then you got the other two of these bitches, first generation. You're going to come here and fucking think you're going to take our country away from us? You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do nothing, you fucking little twit whore. You're going to swing from a fucking rope is what's going to happen to your ass.
None of the rest of them are any better than her. They're all the same.
You goddamn right. There ain't a nickel's worth it. They're put up there. This is a production, people. You think Trump and the tweeting back and forth and oh my goodness, God gracious. Oh, then Nancy Pelosi, she put out a resolution to condemn the president for telling him to to go back home and that they're that all this fucking, they all shit through the same hole. Fucking, wasn't old Trumpy there just fucking backing old Pelosi? These son of a bitches, if it's a vote for Israel, it's 99-0. Right? This is a production. This is to like you make you think that these four bitches, these fucking goddamn fucking, they're pathetic. They're pathetic twits. That they are gonna have, that they're gonna some kind of muscle their way in here. Antifa, all these phony fuckers, man. They'd be wiped out in a fucking day if the American people get off their fucking asses and just do it. No, you're gonna wait because, oh man, something's gonna change. God damn it, tomorrow something's gonna happen. God damn it, tomorrow somebody else is gonna do it and I ain't gonna have to risk my fucking ass to do it. He said you better be becoming one with that fucking gun because you will defend yourself or you will go undefended. Get that through your fucking head and the people coming at you are the sons of bitches that you hired to defend you. The incident took place at the Ciudad Acuña Del Rio port of entry where over 50 officers with U.S. Customs and Border Protection applied a series of security protocols to temporarily shut down vehicle traffic into Texas. Well, did you shut down that goddamn thing a mile and a half down the fucking road there on railroad property where they're busting them in bus after bus after bus, picking them up off the train, bus? No, keep your eyes over here. Watch, we shut down a lane at the port of entry. We shut down a lane. There's going to be a rusher. Get your eyes over here. Don't look at that fucking video that kid put out showing you. And that was just one place. He was going to the next one. All down through there, there's fucking gates, and the gates are open, and the railroads, because the railroad tracks run down through there, that's private property. You step on it, you'll go to fucking jail. $500 fine. But they're fucking driving the buses over there and picking them right. They don't have to walk nowhere, they gotta shit. They gotta walk over and get on the fucking Cush fucking bus, and I'm sure the goodies are just awaiting. series of security protocols. You fuckers, you're all fired. You're doing nothing. You are the enemy. You are the fucking, you are tagged as the fucking enemy. You are aiding and abetting a fucking invasion into the United States of these Americas, you dirty fucking treasonous sons of bitches. But of course, you go down there and look at them son of a bitches. They're first, second generation invaders them fucking selves. They're gonna stop it, aren't they? According to the local radio station, here's your local radio station in America. You can't even fucking say it because it's in another fucking language. Officers used heavy machinery to set up a series of concrete and metal barriers as well as barbed wire. Oh, they put the barbed wire out again, guys? When did we just play this fucking game? And then fucking the numbers come out. 2 zillion more of them came across the border. Well, well, Mexico, you got a fucking year to stop this, Mexico. You got to stop it, Mexico. I thought you were going to build a fucking wall, Trumpy, and Mexico was going to pay for it. That was just another one of your fucking lies. He's kept his fucking promises to his fucking Jewish fucking masters. He's kept his fucking promise to his fucking multi-billionaire corporate elite fucking backers in the United States. That's who he's kept his fucking word to. And to all you fucking Trump tards that went out and fucking registered to vote and fell for this shit when we told you, this is even worse what we told you was going to happen. And you still did it. You went and we gave him your straw man endorsement to fuck me. You will fucking answer up because everything's on record. Remember back when we were telling you? Go ahead and vote, you son of a bitch, because everything is recorded. Your vote for this is fucking recorded. And the evidence is fucking overwhelming that you fucking should have known better. Not should have known better. You did know fucking better.
Can you explain the straw man vote for, like to use those words if I can't explain what I'm talking about.
Well, what's to explain? Your vote, just like anything, when you go get a driver's license, you're doing it under your straw man corporation. That's how you exist within this corporate structure that is the corporate United States of America. It is a straw man corporation. It was created the day you were born. They killed you and put your name like it's on a tombstone on a fucking piece of paper that is struck and traded as a goddamn bond on the world market every day as property of the United States Corporation. When you vote, you are voting a corporate vote. You can't vote an American national vote because no such creature fucking can exist when you're the property of the corporation.
So your voter registration card is
Your social security card is.
And your voter, your driver's license. It's all in the name of the corporation.
Your name is in all caps.
Yeah, goddamn right. It's all in all caps because it is a corporate. It's like when you're in any corporation, look at their fucking sign on the front of their building. It's all in capital letters. That's what a corporation is.
Yeah, damn, I stirred up a hornet's nest.
Yeah, you know, our parents didn't name us. If you look at your original birth certificate, not the one that they put on the stock market, but the other one. I mean, our parents didn't name. When my mom signed my name, it wasn't in all caps. And everything that they do, you know, when you go into their system, it is in all caps. Your driver's license, you know, your Social Security card, all of it is in all caps.
I have my original birth certificate too, the same way. And you know what? And then there came the day when I couldn't go get the fucking driving permission license unless I got my owner's certificate from the state of fucking Florida. I have my original birth certificate that worked all of my fucking life. And then there came the day, well, no, that's no good anymore. You have to have your ownership papers in the name of the corporation, because when you sign your name, you're signing for that straw man corporation that was created, and it represents your share of the wealth of this fucking country. And it is traded on the world market every day. When they go down, like, you go in the fucking hospital, if you're an old son of a bitch, they do a cost risk assessment on you. That's your fucking triage anymore. If it costs more to fix you than you are fucking worth, than you will make for that corporation, you fucking die. Because it's all being run as, every fucking thing around you is being run as a fucking industry.
Yeah, better not cost more than a dollar.
The incident took place at the Ciudad de El Rey entry. 50 officers, custom border, applied series of protocols. I mean, this is just a shit. This is, he's played this fucking con on us. And then we find out, oh, down in New Mexico, they're coming right across the Air Force base. And, oh, goddamn, somebody, some militia, so-called militiamen, went down there and gave them water and everything. And, oh, my goddamn, oh, God, they it's a great racist. Yeah, fuck, you don't let them come in your fucking house. And you don't let them fucking take your fucking shit. You don't let them go in your refrigerator. Just one, like, hey, if one comes up and walks in your house, you better stay the fuck out of their way. Let them come on in, get in your refrigerator. You're a fucking racist. This is not about race. This is about nationalism. That's why they got them four cunts up there. It's about people of color. Of course, you know what? White's a fucking color too. And if it ain't, then what the fuck's going on in this world? Did we eliminate a color? Everybody's a person of a color. They want that pigment of skin. They're playing this fucking game with us, with these fucking four bitches and these fucking texters, so that we fucking sit there and watch that goofy shit all day as those buses roll in, as those buses roll in, as they're training the fucking communists to come and kill us. So you better get your ass out there with some fucking bullets and train yourself to kill them first. Is what you better do, because this ain't stopping. This is accelerating. And it's coming right at you. And you people think you got a year or two to wait, you better fucking think again. You cannot pump that many fucking people into a fucking country and they not show up on your fucking doorstep sooner or later. No matter how far away you think you are, the fucking population centers are where they are. And that's where the son of a bitches are going, because that's where the fucking welfare office is, okay? The concerns began on Monday evening after a series of social media messages began to spread the rumor that migrants waiting at the bridge for their turn to reach Texas and claim asylum would make a run for it. The local radio says, see, they played this game with us. Don't you remember? I mean, do you have the memory? Your memory is better than a head of cabbage, right? This is fucking, they didn't have to write, no, they just changed the date on the son of a bitch in fucking so-called news reports. Just change the date. You guys do remember this just about a month or two ago, right? Just like Mexico was going to stop them a month or two ago. And why the Trump's up there talking about, oh, Mexico's cooperating and everything. Down from a couple miles down from the port of entry, the busload after busload through the fucking gate, assisted by the fucking Border Patrol. They're not the Border Patrol. They're the fucking heads of the invasion. Get that through your head. Every one of them's a fucking traitor. If they, I mean, like I said, it's just like this Cortez and these other two, three bitches. Oh, we've been here fucking, well, how old am I? See, the ones that were born here, see, the one of them's about, you know, they're all in their fucking mid to late 20s. And the one, she wasn't even fucking born here. She just come here. Just think about that. Someone came here from fucking Africa, and now, she's a fucking congressperson telling you she's going to change, she's going to take away your fucking Bill of Rights away from you, and you're going to live in the communist country as this little fucking piece of fucking nothing dictates. You better get some men out there with some hair on their ass, because they're going to have to fucking face some fucking people who aren't going to take some shit from some fucking little nigger bitch. You got that? You can't do shit. You probably can barely wipe your own fucking ass. You ain't gonna do nothing to nobody. And you people had better get ready, because this fucking shit is on you now. You wait, fuck waiting too long. Yes, you've done waited too fucking long. It is deep in the interior of this United States. And you will face it. Or you can just go crawl outside and just go ahead and kill and beg at the feet of some fucking bitch like one of them four whores that are fucking they keep throwing in your fucking face and this fucking program they're running between them and Trump to divert your attention from the fact that they're pouring over your fucking border. It's an invasion force. God, how good would it have been for the Germans when they were going into goddamn France or goddamn Austria? If they could have just fucking went and took some pictures of a fucking place where nothing was happening, where they're going to might attack right here while they're just walking on by without a shot being fired. How would that have been? What is a fucking invasion?
Well,
So what's happening with all these people trying to come across legally now? They just said, fuck it, come on in. I mean, there's been people waiting for years to become citizens, but they're just going to walk in now? I mean, what's going on with
those
people?
It's that refugee treaty. Internet, it's between Canada, the United States, Mexico, Guatemala, fucking Honduras, all these, it's about NAFTA Part 2. They told you about it back when fucking Obama did NAFTA Part 1. But again, the people have a memory span of a head of cabbage. Part 2 was they opened up all the fucking borders, and then they built a transnational highway. And then we lose our fucking sovereignty because our fucking, we can't say who can up, go up and down that fucking road. We have a governor in the New World Order fucking, in the New Order system, New World Order system, it'd be a regional governor. That's what the United States will be. And you will have no Bill of Rights because you can have no fucking Bill of Rights under communism. They can't have one country where the people actually have any fucking rights, the right to say no.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it also the North American Union?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, goddamn, who was it? One of the Russo, that one that died. He put out
Aaron,
the
video. Aaron Russo.
Yeah. But I mean, they showed it. They showed the sections. The Chinese. That's why you got the North Korea thing. They all got to come together too under commune. But it's going to be communism. Communism. And then just the sectors. And at the top, you got the fucking people you don't even get a look at. Right now, you know, in my dad's day, and when we were younger, you could call your fucking senator. You could call him, get him right on the goddamn phone. Raise all kinds of hell. Now you get a fucking circle jerk of fucking machines running you around in a circle, and you can't even call your local fucking DMV. You get a circle jerk. See, they've told us to fuck off is what's happened here, people. You better get that fucking gun, and you better get to using that son of a bitch, and you better become one with it. Because you'll either... excuse me. You'll either use it or you will die. And you may die anyway. But I fucking... If it's a party, you're going to get some of the motherfuckers anyway. And once enough of them, I mean, if they every house they come to fucking opens up, and I mean, just like a fucking bomb blowing up in their fucking face, they're gonna get there. You know, that paycheck ain't gonna be looking so good. That pension and the ability to fucking beat on fucking people who are defenseless, it ain't gonna look so goddamn good when your ass is getting shot up every fucking place you go to.
It's not looking good anyway with a $23 trillion debt. Where the hell are they gonna get the money to pay them?
Money for what? I mean, goddamn, it's just digits. There is no money, Mark. That fucking.
We know that, but they're not going to get it anyway. What fucking pension? I mean, that's a dream that's never going to come true.
Yeah, well, you know, when the fucking lightning strikes the shit house, you're going to see a lot of people burning their fucking black uniforms and burning that military insignia, and no way they never had no fucking part in it, because the people, we got to remember, we out fucking number them 10,000 to 1. And they are, and before this is all over, they will be bringing the United Nations fucking, a whole generation of fucking chinks from China in here. Who they killed all the little girls when they were born, and they just kept the boys for these people plan 50, 100 years into the future, and they'll be told you can have their women and you can have their fucking land. All you got to do is take it from them, and they're easy to take. Here's a picture of one with his fucking pants hanging down around his ass. This is how fucking retarded they are. They'll be, but see, that's not America, is it? You're talking about that 18 to 20%, and that we should exterminate those motherfuckers. Every fucking one of them's getting exterminated. If it weren't for them, the shit could not be going on. Why is it that 75% of the people won't have nothing to do with these motherfuckers or anything to do with this fucking unlawful corporation? Because they know better.
I got news for all these people that are expecting some kind of a pension. It's history, man. All that money's being used to pay off these fucking wetbacks flying across the border. That's where their pension's going.
It doesn't matter, Mark. Most of them ain't been here fucking a generation anyways. The bottom line is we're going to have to kill all of them. And we're going to have to kill, and it's going to be, it gets to be a bigger job every day because we sit on our fucking asses and just bitch and complain about it. Maybe people are. I mean, maybe there are fucking houses burning down. Maybe they are finding people in dumpsters, but they're not going to report it on the news. The people that have been in this country had better get goddamn mean is what they better get. That's what you do when somebody's trying to take something away from you. They try to teach you from a little kid now. Oh, just be passive and let people piss on you and beat you around and stuff. And then go tell, you know, go tell the counselor, and the counselor give you some pills and tell you you're a little girl when you're a little boy. And that's why you're so fucking meek. You know, the shit with this bullying, that really pisses me off too. You need the fucking bully. You need the bullies in your life. Because then when you overcome them, you're a fucking man and nobody else bullies you anymore. And that's the people they fear in this fucking country. The people who will not be bullied.
They're going to pay the pensions. They just print zeros.
Exactly, man. I mean, goddamn, it ain't like there's any real money. The real money is the fucking gold and silver, and they got that. Israel's got that stashed somewhere. It's for them. It's for the Zion Empire. The rest of it's just all fucking bullshit. Even the paper they print is fucking goddamn debt. It's not fucking asset. It's debt.
It's when young people quit accepting it for their work.
Well, the young people are getting pretty fucking sick the way they're having to live, I can tell you that right now. You can work a fucking job for 5 years and you're still fucking making nothing. You make enough to fucking work, eat, and work, and sleep, and work, and eat.
You wonder why they hate old people.
No, not the ones I know don't. Because they hate some old people. They hate the old people that are going to the old, ones that are part of that 18 to 20%. I'm going to go up there and vote for Trump. I got this hat on that says Save America, or America's going to be great again, or whatever in the fuck it says. I'm a fucking retard. And that's how they look at these old pricks. But somebody like me, man, I tell you what, I'm treated pretty goddamn good by the young people. Because I'm telling them the fucking truth. And I'm willing to fucking stand up in front. I'm not some fucking coward hiding in a corner. I'm willing to tell them what happened to their fucking world. What happened to their right to a fucking life in their own fucking country. What happened to their inheritance? We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
See the fear.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Blues Saraceno, I guess, what it looks like. Blues Saraceno, Dogs of War. It's war, 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 money, 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 death. That's all this fucking world's about anymore. Unless you're at the top and you're just the fucking kind of person that enjoys such shit. To finish this article. CPS officers. Go ahead.
I said that's my favorite movie, Dogs of War.
Is it? CBP officers assisted by Border Patrol agents and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers temporarily reduced traffic at Del Rio International Bridge to one lane to enter direction beginning, enter one lane in enter direction, either direction, I'm sorry, beginning at about 9.05 a.m. following, today following a demonstration in Ciudad Acuna, Mexico, by more than 350 in a park near the International Bridge. A CBP official said in a written statement, full normal traffic flow in both directions resumed at approximately 12:06. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing to stop the invasion into your country, people. They shut down two fucking lanes while the fucking trains are hauling them fucking a mile or two down the fucking railroad onto private railroad property and fucking bussing them. They ain't slowing down. They're speeding up.
You know, all those cars are all brand new cars too, Henry.
You goddamn right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I go down there all the time. Those goddamn cars are all brand new, man. Unbelievable.
It's quite believable. It's fucking reality. It's what is. And they're here to take everything, including your fucking life. You better be out there shooting. You better be that gun better be just a part of you. I mean, just like scratching your face. You better be able to slap a clip in it and fucking shoot somebody. MS-13 gang members indicted after medieval-style killing spree in Los Angeles. Whoa, wow. Boy, ain't they making this country better. Isn't America getting greater every day, guys? You Trump-tards. This is from Yahoo News.
Henry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right, brother.
You know, with that last statement you just made, it just clicked the thought in my mind that I was talking to a guy who I work with named Steve. And he was saying, because he'd been at the job, I mean, man, going on 30 years, man. And he was saying when he started, you know, out there, he was like, man, when I started, he said, man, you saw, you know, blacks and whites out here cutting grass and doing your work out here. He said, now you don't see nothing but Mexicans. And you remember when I told you that, man, when I be out, like, you know, picking up the trash and stuff, it's like there is no English-speaking person that is doing like any hard labor, man. I mean, they don't speak no English. It's all Spanish. There's no whites, no blacks, no Americans at all. And he said, man, at least 10 years ago, he saw blacks and whites out there doing yard work, doing paint. Then he said, there's none of that now. And I told him, I said, hey, they're just replacing us with a new slave population.
Exactly correct. And they're getting ready to do the same thing they took the blue collar. I mean, we're supposed to be goddamn workers for the fucking industry, okay, guys? This country was supposed to be about liberty and freedom. We owned the son of a bitch. Richest country on planet Earth. We were guaranteed a fucking debt-free currency so we could exploit our own resources to our own benefits. Never did we give them permission to give what was ours to anybody. In fact, it is a violation of our Bill of Rights because they took it without due process of the fucking law, which they could not provide because they are a corporation. They are an unlawful entity. Everything they've done is a fraud. And when we finally have to lose a couple of million, I mean, you're going to see a couple of million people fucking dead. You're going to see your children getting killed. You're going to see your grandchildren getting killed. And it's going to be on, it's not going to be only on you. It's going to be on your fathers and your grandfathers. Clear back to 1933, where they let them take the fucking gold. Clear back to 1869, when they were named subjects and they didn't rise up and fucking destroy the motherfucking corporate cocksuckers who thought they were going to enslave them. But we're the generation that gets to face it because, hey man, we got the people behind, you know, we got the young people. We got to step up and show them how to be fucking men and how to fucking take care of fuckers like this that come to take what belongs to you.
It's not just the, I was talking, Dion, it's not just those people. It's also all the people that work in the distribution centers and the food that anybody anymore that drives a forklift. Mexican, man. Hardly any Americans do that anymore. It was all Mexican.
It was blue-collar America. It was the lower middle class. The upper middle. And you know, that's those terms. That's all fucking socialism. This country is 110% fucking socialist. It's social communism. That's what the corporation is running it under. And like I said, you know, these people, a blue collar job would support a family. My dad was a fucking mechanic. He raised 10 kids, bought a fucking land, bought a fucking trailer. He owned shit. He worked for it, but he fucking owned it.
Yeah, all the farm, anybody who works on a farm anymore, Dion, they're all Mexicans too, man. No more Americans work on farms.
I mean, it's 100% right, Mark. You know, I mean, it's even affecting the teenagers, man. I mean, I remember when I was in high school. You know, most of my friends, they work fast food. You know, now you go to a fast food restaurant. Now, I mean, hell, what do you see? It's just, it's Mexicans playing their mariachi music. I mean, gee whiz, man. I mean, they just displaced us already, and it's even affecting the teenagers. Teenagers can't even find jobs, and you wonder in the summertime why you see them out here walking the streets. They don't have no jobs because the Mexicans come in here, and they are working, you know, $5-6 an hour. Anybody from Honduras and South America, wherever they're from, man. They are taking even the teenagers' jobs.
Brother, it's getting worse than that. While they're sitting here arguing, I think they just passed some kind of, are trying to pass some $15 minimum wage bullshit, which I told you equates to the minimum wage when I first started out, if you go by the petrodollar, which is what they're fucking running this shit through. The debt petrodollar. It's worse than that. Because the bottom line is, you've got the people in these caravans, and they're telling you, I have a $15 an hour job waiting on me. They are displace you. Absolutely, they've already displaced the fucking blue collar workers, and a lot of the white collar workers were wiped out in 2008. But when this election was going on, we were telling I've got my vacation, everything. I don't care. This is them lower people over there. I'm looking down my fucking nose at them. Those people who know what's going on. I'm too fucking stupid to fucking even realize what's going on. I don't have time for it. I'm having fun. I got a pocket full of money. Well, now it's their fucking turn. And I'll tell you what, they're fucking candy asses. They're all a bunch of fucking pencil neck fucking candy asses. And they're gonna train their fucking replacements. They'll do it to get that severance pay. Like in the time of my grandfather, goddamn, they were working in goddamn coal camps for fucking company script. And they rose up. And you talk about illiterate. And people who shouldn't have had the wherewithal to do it, but by God, I'm going to starve to death, or these fuckers are going to starve me to death, or I'm going to do something about it. And when they tried to bring scabs in, they killed them. They beat them with billy clubs. They shot their fucking asses. They fought for their fucking life.
It's a lot more than 15 an hour now, Henry. The forklift guys are doing 20 an hour, man. 20.
Well, does it really matter? They're not us. And we're not supposed to be a workforce.
Exactly.
It wasn't supposed to be the corporate elite and then a workforce in this country. That is not what we were promised. That's not what we were guaranteed in their phony fucking Masonic written fucking constitution. The Bill of Rights protected us from what they done to us. But we, the people, have to enforce the fucking law because it's our fucking law and it keeps them from doing what they want to do to us. That's what people can't get through their goddamn heads. At least Sheriff Mack yesterday or whenever I was talking about when he was on the radio. I mean, if I could sit down with that man for an hour, he'd understand. He's goddamn close. That's why he was asking questions of this prick that didn't have a fucking clue of what he was talking about. Because he was one, he's one of the corporate fucking, the goddamn industry. This isn't the land of industry. And fuck your neighbor. If the guy who screws the other guy is the fucking hero. This is supposed to be the land of freedom and liberty and a plenty for the American nationals that fucking own it. It's supposed to be anybody that wants it. If you took a job, it's because you didn't want the hassle of being an entrepreneur and the wages were so high enough until you could have a house. You could have the things you wanted. That's how they suckered people into it. And then it got to be, you know, like the, all the songs, the country songs like you hear today, all the ones about goddamn killing people in other countries to take their shit. And what heroes, these fucking mercenaries, these United Nations mercenaries we call U.S. military, you know, this whole fucking shit story. You know, I work hard and I pay my taxes, get my paycheck every Friday. And then that fucking paycheck, they started playing the games with you. Well, you know, we're gonna give you incentives to work harder for, you know, if you put out more production, like here where I live, for the lumber mills. When the big conglomerates came in here to wipe out the fucking lumber, timber industry. It wasn't the goddamn environmentalists that wiped out the timber industry. It was the multinational corporations who came in here who had fucking people. They had fucking millions of square acres handed to them. Just given to them. Why was it given to them? Oh, because they were going to build small mom and pop mills. And then we were going to harvest, and there was a harvest, you know, harvest the trees a certain way until the next trees grew up, and it was to sustain the people who lived here. It was for the American national. And that's when everybody got to be, I'm a working man. I'm a working man. I get a paycheck. I work hard and I pay my taxes. Yeah, I'm a good citizen. I'm a law-abiding citizen. The retards. No, this fucking country belongs to you. And the zillions that they have taken, it belongs to you. They have stolen it from you. They have taken it through fraud and deception in violation of absolute fucking law ratified by your true ancestors. The people who knew this shit was going to happen. We're not supposed to be a workforce competing with the world workforce. That ain't how it fucking works. We're the owners of this fucking real estate. How about that? And that's why every American national has to die. They have to come in here and they're not just here to displace us. They're here to put us in a fucking ditch. That's what they got that 4 billion fucking rounds of fucking hollow point ammunition for. To take you over to the ditch, put the cold barrel of that pistol against your neck and blow your fucking brains out and kick you in the ditch. Like communists have done in other places around this fucking world since fucking communism came into being. It's never been different. And then each time is you have the fucking assholes coming out here like these fucking cunts. You know, I don't even want to talk about it because it is a diversion. It's to keep your mind off the fact that the fucking border, the fact that the God, it's amped up. They are bringing in more today than they were yesterday, and they'll bring in more tomorrow.
How else you get rid of the Bill of Rights? There ain't no other way, is there?
There isn't no other way. You have to kill the people because the Bill of Rights lives in the people. The only way to kill it is to kill the people. And if we could, just like what we try to fight through here, you know, fucking scratching and trying to get by to keep a fucking broadcast going and trying to tell people what the fuck's going on. And it's really fucking simple what's going on. I mean, you try to talk about the bill. I mean, you hear the bill, those words, man, they're constitution, constitution, constitution. They all fucking say constitution 50 fucking times in an hour. But that fucking Constitution is not the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was added to it as a preamble of the power of the people.
Their eyes just glaze over and say, we don't talk politics.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the only thing in the whole fucking deal that ain't politics. That's law.
I know. But I just, you know, I keep getting kicked out of rooms and, you know, meetings and everything.
And then the people that do the hiring, you guys, like at the I keep talking about the distribution centers because there's millions of people that work in that industry. The people that do the hiring, they're Mexican also.
You goddamn right.
If you've got a young son or a daughter that wants to go to work and make some money, if I had a kid that age, I would personally walk with them into the employment office. And, you know, who the fuck are you going to hire? You going to hire the goddamn wetback, or are you going to hire my National American, American National, the Sun. I mean, you know, you gotta babysit it, man. I mean, it's fucked up.
And where was the first place they showed up?
You won't pass your citizenship test unless if you say something about Bill of Rights, you fail.
You goddamn right you do. And where's the first place that these fucking invaders showed up a couple of generations ago? First place I saw them was in the fucking DMV in every government office. And then the next thing you know, you got to have interpreters there. I mean, it was plainly understood that the goddamn official language for the United States was goddamn English. Back before the 1960s, when the communists came here and changed what they couldn't even have immigration laws, is what people don't understand. They couldn't have them because every time they had no authority to say, Mr. Honduran, come here, I'm going to give you a piece of what belongs to Henry. No, they can't do that. The only way anything that belongs to Henry can be taken away lawfully is through a fucking proceeding in a fucking common law court, through a filing of an individual free national American under his jurisdiction. This is what people don't get. And then back in the 1960s, they removed the qualification that you have to learn the fucking language, that you have to learn the fucking history. It's all been a scam. This whole, I mean, the first person they brought in after the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the fucking uprising, was a fraud. You took from every fucking American who just fought to gain this fucking real estate, you took from them. I don't care if it's the teeniest, tiniest little bit and it was just one person. You took from each and every one of us. And you did it without going through the due process of the law. And then in 1869, you formed a corporation and declared us fucking subjects of yours. Just like that. And then it was real easy because it's just corporations fucking buying and selling subjects, slaves, to get the fucking resource and all the wealth off this fucking planet and into their fucking coffers so that they could be lords upon this earth. And then you kill off the fucking population just enough to serve you, enough to lick your fucking feet. And then you get to live, you get to be a god on earth. And then the technology that they're working on, I mean, downloading their minds into computers, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't you love to live as one of those 550 million that are left here to serve some son of a bitch whose mind is run off a computer, make drones of him, and then just implant the fucking chip? Because this is the sick shit these fuckers think of. This is what they think. That's what, when they're not diddling little children or massacring whole populations of people or destroying the sovereignty of countries, this is what they're thinking of, people. And there's only one way to put down a rabid fucking dog. You put a bullet through its fucking head.
The American National are definitely second class anymore. I mean, we're one grade down, man, in their eyes. I mean, we're fucked. I mean, you know, if we don't straighten this shit out, we're going to be just a dirt. You know, we're going to be nothing if we don't do something.
We're one grade down until them fucking bullets start going off. And then you're going to see it fucking, before this is over, they will bring in fucking troops from China, from around the world to preserve this lawfully elected government under the corporation. See, people have got to, what we're talking about here on this fucking program, the Bill of Rights, the people's authority, the people's ownership of the property, their allodial ownership of the property. This is what fucks them. This is why they can't get their new world order put in place. Because even the dumbest son of a bitch out there, things aren't making sense to me. I got a ticket and I went to court and I was going to argue with the judge about it. And there was just a lady there and she told me to pay. There wasn't no judge. We don't have judges no more. Well, how is that possible? I want to argue. I didn't run that stoplight. Even though you're too stupid to know that the son of a bitch couldn't pull you over in the first place, that he is Blackwater USA. He is a private entity with zero jurisdiction over you, that you could have shot the son of a bitch right on the spot for fucking trying to fucking rob you. Because
hey,
that's...
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what... There are Americans all around, especially over there in California, man. They're losing their jobs because they can't speak Spanish.
Well, hell yes. Back in 19... God, let's see, what was it? It was before 83. It was in when that first recession after, like, 79. It was right around 80. But we, My dad, the mills had been shut down because of the spotted owl in the conservationist, not because the fucking corporations came through here and cut every fucking big log down and put it on a fucking log ship and sent it to Japan. But there was no work. So my dad, he was in Indiana, and we decided to go down to Florida to try to find work. It was my whole family. We went down there and fucking, and my dad, I mean, he was a master. He get a job anywhere. He was a road mechanic for Caterpillar. Everybody in this state, he was well known as the best fucking diesel mechanic, the best fucking welder that existed. And he went down there and he went out the first day and he come back. He goes, I can't get a job here. You got to be able to speak Spanish. That was fucking how many years ago, people? And it's just spread across this country like a plague. And now Trumpy has the border open for a whole fucking year. And the Chinese are pouring in too. Don't you forget about the fucking Chinese, because they're to be your new masters. You're going to learn how to kowtow. You're going to learn how to bow at the foot of a fucking 4-foot Chinaman. You're 6 foot fucking three. You're going to get down on your knees and you're still almost going to be as tall as the son of a bitch, but you're going to bend down and kowtow to the motherfucker unless you can grow some fucking balls in the spine and blow him out of his fucking boots.
My dad told me the same thing when I was 21 years old. That was 39 years ago. You better learn how to speak Spanish, Mark. I'll never forget it. He told me the same goddamn thing. That was 39 years ago.
No, not learn how to speak Spanish. Learn how to fucking kill a fucking traitor. Understand that this is not the government that for and by the people. This is a fucking unlawful corporation that has taken a hostile control over our fucking people. Unfortunately for them, our people are heavily fucking armed. But make no mistake, they are pumping the same numbers in here. You let enough of them get in here, they get a gun too. And then they can shoot. I mean, this a conventional invasion would have been impossible. They could have never done it. This is the only way it could be done. We'll have the kids invade, and we'll just follow them in. They can't do nothing about kids, and we'll put some loopholes in our fucking in the laws we couldn't create, because the law immigration laws are fucking violate the Ninth Article. You can't give our country away. You can give not one fucking even grain of sand of it away to somebody else without, it has to be through an individual action in a fucking common law court under the common law jurisdiction. The Bill of Rights. We have to rally around the Bill of Rights, and we have to enforce that son of a bitch with zero tolerance. And, you know, it's like the ones pouring through right now. There's nothing standing in their way. I sit there and watch them march into Europe. I watched the columns march into Europe, and they're just walking. The people that live there are just standing there watching. They're watching an invasion into their fucking country without anybody even carrying a fucking gun. And now look what they got. Their guns are taken away, and now they're down to fucking hatchets and fucking shit like fucking third world barbarians in England, in fucking France. They just let it happen. Nobody raised a fucking finger. Because the Jews gave the order to the goddamn socialist governments that they'd elected as corporate fucking property, you know, as they were corporate property under their corporate straw man. Yeah, this is the one that I voted for. And he's, if the fucking leader, I guess if your leader turns treason on you and just lets an army in, you're invaded, right? Even if you can fucking see it, you don't go out and fire a shot. It's going to happen. I got news for you.
The Jews train the pigs, and the pigs use the confidential informants. And if you got a damn garden hose in your yard, they're going to call that a silencer, and you're going to the pen.
No, that ain't how it's going to work. Anyhow, it can work, Charlie. If you want to surrender, that's how it works. When they come for the fucking garden hose, they get a fucking 30-06 round through their fucking head. That's how it's going to work.
They're coming with 50 people. And
I don't give a shit. How many of them are you going to kill before you go out?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying too. You bet people better make up their goddamn minds and get their heads straight. Yeah, a lot of our people are going to die because of negligence, because of fucking cowardice, because of fucking people that were trying to run goddamn industries off of what should have been an uprising of the people for the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights ain't something that's bought and sold. There's no money to be made in it. There's only freedom and liberty. And with freedom and liberty, all else comes.
The confidential informants, 90, 9% of all arrests in my county are confidential informants.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and nobody's doing the goddamn thing about it. Why aren't these confidential informants ending up in the fucking ditch or in the dumpster?
And if you even say anything about, you know, someday killing a pig or anything, then you're going to prison because that's, you know.
A lot of our people are dying already.
You have, what you got to understand is, hey, well, no, wait a minute, I got to finish with Charlie here. What you got to understand is you either have the right to defend your fucking life or you don't. And that Bill of Rights is what guarantees your fucking right to life, your right to own property. That is law. That is law that can be enforced. It was enforced with fucking guns. It was created with fucking guns. It was created by killing the oppressor. And you can take a goddamn Blackwater USA son of a bitch, put stars all over him, whatever in the fuck you want, put any kind of clothes on him you want. He's still just another son of a bitch coming to take what is yours and to fucking aid an enemy and destroying your country and destroying the future for your children and your grandchildren. I don't give a fuck what they tell me the penalty is because I'm playing for fucking keeps. Say, I'd like, you know, you fucking they'll send 50. Well, fuck, I'll see how many I can get. And if that ain't the attitude, everybody, we're fucked. You better be out there becoming part of that gun so you get one fucking more. Because it ain't gonna take, we don't got it. I mean, we outnumber them so fucking much. If everybody just had the same fucking attitude, this wouldn't last a fucking week. They couldn't afford it. They don't have enough people. And then they'd have to come out with a straight invasion, bringing in the Chinese under the United Nations to usurp our fucking Bill of Rights, our absolute rights to fucking defend our lives and our property with fucking deadly force. I guess I gotta read it just one more time so everybody remembers because people seem to keep for fucking getting. Tench Cox, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments or private corporations. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As we have our guns and we're willing to use them, they can't fucking stop us. When the government fears the people, you have fucking freedom. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. You gotta choose. Each and every one of you has to choose. Which is it gonna be? Are you gonna get down on your fucking knees and take that bullet to the back of your head? Are you gonna see how many of these motherfuckers you can kill that think they can take it from you? As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. The thing is, I don't give a fuck what they say. They gotta do it. You're gonna have to do it to Henry. Henry ain't just gonna fucking, well, they're gonna get me, I'm gonna just give up. They're gonna have to fucking kill me. And I'm gonna fucking try and kill as many of them as I can, cause I'm in the right. I am fighting for the most righteous thing there's ever been on this fucking planet. Liberty and freedom.
100% agreement, but I'm just saying, every person you see is a damn informant.
Well, then they need to be put in the fucking informant ground, don't they? They are traitors. They are aiding and abetting an invasion into your country. Do you show them quarter?
We're second class right now. We're not. We're second class people right now. The American.
I'm not.
American national.
I'm by God not. I'm not no second class and no motherfucker. I am a fucking American national, and I will stand on my Bill of Rights, the fucking law. I will enforce my fucking law with deadly fucking force. That's what I am.
Our Congress looks it up.
It ain't our Congress, Mark. It's not our Congress. Quit calling it that. That's what fucks everything up. No, brother, this is what fucks everything up. It's not our Congress. That is a goddamn corporation that can't exist. That is an unlawful invasion entity.
Second-class people in their fucking eyes.
Fuck them. They're fucking nothing to me. They're invaders in my eyes. And in my sights, they are invaders. Fuck them. What the fuck makes them fucking, you think that one of them fucking suits could whip my ass? He's gotta hire somebody to be his balls. I got my own fucking balls. And he ain't shit to me. He's a fucker, he's a suit that needs a bullet in it.
He's, hey, here. Israel, that's Israel's Congress. They the ones, they signed the pledge to Israel. That's Israel's Congress, not ours.
You goddamn right.
I get talked down to all the time, man. I used to get treated with respect. I get treated like shit now.
Well, yeah, you do, because nobody put a fucking bullet in their fucking asses when they came to conquer and eat out our substance and remove our fucking rights and make slaves out of us. A fucking slave. I tell you what, go ahead, think me a slave. A slave has nothing to lose, and there's nothing more terrifying than an armed fucking slave, especially when they outnumber you 1,000 to 1. These motherfuckers, they just say because they can come up on the stupid box owned by the fucking Jews doesn't impress me. They can write all the shit down they want to. Somebody's got to enforce it. And that's when the fucking sled's going to start flying. And they're going to get their asses wiped out. And when we finish in this country, we're going after the cocksuckers over there in fucking Zabel, Switzerland, or wherever they're fucking hiding, the Rothschilds. They're going to be hung in our pair of public fucking squares. How about that? How about that, Congress, for a third fucking class citizen, huh? I don't think so. You're a piece of dog shit. I don't respect you. I don't fucking nothing. All I do is fucking despise your fucking ass. That's all you get from me. Despise you, suit. You give the fucking order. You die for the fucking order. That's how it works. Anyways, guys, we're way past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, don't let them tell you who you are. Once you know who you are, they're invaders. They are fucking criminals. They are fucking in bad need of a fucking quick trial and a quick fucking hanging. Or if they want to give orders to their fucking corporate fucking private fucking army, standing army with their fucking military insignia to attack us, they need to fucking shoot the suit. And that is the word from the trenches.